In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the gospel of this blessed Sunday, the second Sunday of the month of Tuba, we hear the Lord says to all of us, therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. Everything about us is how we see things. We are how we interpret the events around us. Where is our focus? And what our eyes pick from what is whatever happening around us. And the Lord says that if your eye is good, your whole body is full of light. If your eye is bad, then your whole body is full of darkness. Sometimes we think that we might carry some sins because of the surroundings, because of the people, of the events. Actually, far from being the truth. The truth is how we feel is related to our eyes and how we see and how we understand things. So what are the characteristics of a good eye? What makes a good eye? We all, of course, would like that we will be full of light. There are seven characteristics that we can see and by which we can acquire this good eye. A good eye looks at what is not seen. Saint Didymus, he was blind and he was ordained to be the head of the church of the school of theology of Alexandria. And he always felt like he is lacking something because he cannot see. One time, one of his disciples praised him saying that your spiritual eye makes you see what we all cannot see. He was given a good eye. He cannot see as we all see. He said to him that you are lacking the eye like that see vanities, but you are given a good eye inside you that can look and see what is not seen. Saint Paul said to the Corinthians in the second epistle chapter 4, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. A good eye would look at the wisdom of God behind what's taking place. We will all see one event, maybe something like a bombing of a church, but we will interpret it differently. If I have a good eye, I will still see the wisdom of God behind it. I will still realize that God was there. He witnessed everything. He has a reason why he allowed this. What is the message? This is how a good eye would look at an event, a horrible one, like what we have witnessed a few days ago. A good eye also would see what is unseen in terms of the reward. Sometimes we pity ourselves when we do goodness and we are rewarded with evil. And this makes many to regret being good and saying that I'm not going to be good anymore because nobody is appreciating this. A good eye would look at the Lord, who is going to reward the faithful and will keep on doing what is good, even if rewarded by evil, simply because their eyes are fixed and their gaze is fixed on heaven and the reward that's kept for them. A good eye would look at what is unseen and see the will of God and what would be pleasing to him. What would make God happy? What would make him to be pleased? This is something I look at if I have a good eye. A good eye will always be fixed on the inhabitants of heaven and their example. We come to the church here and we all see many, many things around us. Maybe few of us will be focused on those people who are looking towards us. If you notice that the icons are always set in a way that they are looking towards the west, they are looking at us to witness our struggle and for us also to look upon them, to learn from their example, to try to conduct ourselves according to them. How many of us see them? How many of us look upon them? And how many of us are disturbed and confused and distracted with whatever is happening around us? A good eye would look at what's not seen. This is the first characteristic that we need to learn and to dwell upon. A good eye also looks beyond the outward appearance. It's very easy that we pass judgment based on what we saw. St. Paul blames the people of Corinth because they were falling into this, and he said to them, "Do you look at things according to the outward appearance? Is this how you conduct ourselves? You look at the people outwardly, and then you pass judgment on them. A good eye would not haste to conclude on status of somebody." The story about St. Paul when he fell on this island after his ship was wrecked. The people looked at him while he was warming himself and making some fire in some wood. When a snake came out and caught his hand, immediately they say that this man is a murderer. That's why God did not allow him to live after his ship was wrecked. St. Paul threw the serpent away, didn't harm him. Then they looked and say, this man is God. Immediately they moved from judging St. Paul being a murderer to making him God, nothing in the middle. Sometimes we are like this. We are haste to pass judgment. This is good, this is bad. This is good, this is evil. And we can change, and can we go from one camp to another camp in few minutes? This should not be the case. We should give ourselves the time to think and to see what's behind the outward appearance. If our eyes are focused on what's outwardly, we will be deceived by riches or deceiving words. As the famous saying say, not all that glitters is gold. Unfortunately, when we do not have this good eye, we make wrong judgment. Many, many people, whenever it's time for them to pick a spouse, they choose based on the outward appearance, how this person is appealing, how he looks, how she looks, and then by this we get deceived. We cannot blame except ourselves, because by then we did not have the good eye that can see and examine what's behind the outward appearance. A good eye also judges itself and not others. This is the famous saying by the Lord, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? How easy for us that we see the fault in others and say, he is doing this, she's doing that, and then I have a big blank in my eye and I'm not attentive to. Sometimes, unfortunately, we accuse each other with faults that we ourselves are the first to show in these faults. We have, unfortunately, sometimes when we have this bad eye, the double standards, I can pick the lie in my brother saying, and I can lie myself and I do not feel it's a problem. I can accuse my brother that he is lacking love. He is dealing with extreme way of hatred, holding grudge. And meanwhile, my heart is full of hatred myself and I cannot see it. We all can fall into this, the temptation that we do not see ourselves because I have a big blank in my eye. The famous saying of Saint Moses the Strong, when he was asked to come and judge another monk who was caught in a certain error, he came carrying on his bag a bag that has a hole and full of sand, and the sand was leaking from this bag. And he says, when they was asked what exactly you are trying to tell us, he says, my sins run out behind me and I do not see them. And today I am coming to judge the errors of another. A good eye will look inside, see my faults. I am concerned about this more than anything else. Believe me, my brethren, if we are focused on the inside, we will not have time to judge others. If I have a dead person in my own home, how can I go and I cry and I wail for a dead person in another home? I have my own dead person inside me. A good eye judges itself and not others. When I'm suffering, I believe that it's because of something related to the inside of me, not the surroundings. A good eye is attentive to others' interests and needs. A selfish eye would only look at its own interest. It's something actually we practice every day. I will give you a simple example when we come to the church. Very simple one. When we come to light a candle at the icon outside, Saint Mary or Archangel Michael, am I attentive that some people will come after me and then I just find it like suitable that I lit one candle to allow others to light candles behind me? Or I just go and I lit a candle for every member in my family. If I have 50 people, I lit 50 candles. And I'm not regarding at all whoever is going to come behind me. It's a simple thing, but it tells about how we think. When I come, for example, and I park my car outside, am I attentive to others around me or just throw anything, wherever I see it fit? Am I attentive to those people who are in need? Or it's only about me, me and my family, me and those people who are just intimate to me? St. Paul says to the Philippians, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. How much am I mindful of others' feelings and interests? Usually, whenever we speak about something like this, usually it's turned to the priest like this. Abuna, look what she is doing, what he is doing. But I am talking to you. I should be attentive to my faults. I'm not attentive to them because they are not attentive to me. We go like this in indefinite circle. A good eye also looks at oneself and the path being walked upon. Where am I heading? The Lord always put before the people two doors, two paths to walk upon. One leads to destruction and one leads to life. A good eye would always be looking and examining where is the final destination. What exactly am I now treading upon? Which way I am walking upon? St. John says in his second epistle, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but we may receive a full reward. انظروا لأنفسكم لألا نضيع ما عملناه. لألا نضيع ما عملناه. بل ننال أجرا تاما. How many times people walked and they started and then they lost focus and they got distracted and they were taken away because their eyes lost the focus on the final destination. A good eye turns away from dwelling upon vanities. Every day we are tempted to see something that's not clean, it's not pleasing to God, whatever this thing might be. And sometimes we cannot avoid it, just like hit our eyes. Unfortunately, even turning the computer will find something bobbing in your face, in your eyes. I'm afraid that one day when things go into this virtual things, that sometimes maybe one day somebody is going to come out from the computer to entice us. But there is a difference between I see something and I dwell in this thing. I look at it and I meditate upon and I take it inside and become the thought that I keep on entertaining myself with. King Solomon says, do not look on the wine when it is red, when it's sparkled in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. Here, look at the sequence. He looks at it and then he starts to describe what's happening. Then everything, every time we look more and more, it's more tempting, enticing. A good eye would look up, look at heaven and the good things in it. The seventh and the last characteristic, a good eye sees the good in others. When I say that people are bad, I'm judging myself. When I say people are evil, I'm judging myself. A good eye would still see what is good in others, no matter what. Even if I'm hurt with them, I still can see what is good. Even if I do not see what is good, I do not keep on looking and meditating on the evil in others. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, this is the Lord speaking to Simon the Pharisee, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. The Lord saw the sinful woman as a person who loved much. Simeon the Pharisee saw her as a woman who is sinful in the city. Each time we are like either Simeon or like the Lord the Christ. I look upon others and I define them as evil or nothing good out of them. Or I look at them and I see what is good. What is good in everyone? No one is full of evil except Satan himself. Everyone has something that's good. But can I see it? It's all about my eye and how I see it. If my eye is good and I can see the good in others, I will be full of light. I will still love everyone, excuse everyone, understand maybe where they come from, even if I don't understand. I judge myself, I am no better than anyone. If my eye is bad, then people around me are evil, wicked, conspiring against me, giving me hard time. They are making me to hate myself. And then I will be full of grudge, hatred, envy, and I die with these feelings. We have to be very careful. It is all about our eyes, my brethren. Don't look for the remedy outside. The illness is in us. And the therapy and the treatment should start from our eyes. Let us review these characteristics of what a good eye would be. A good eye looks at what is not seen. A good eye looks beyond the outward appearance. A good eye judges itself and not others. A good eye is attentive to others' interests. A good eye looks at oneself and the path being walked upon. A good eye turns away from dwelling upon vanities. A good eye sees the good in others. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.